You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Starting off at 10 a.m., engage knitting at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 17088 Highway 2777 here in Hayward. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter, or maybe you prefer a different craft and would just like the camaraderie. For more information, you can call 715-634-2161. Again, the number to the library is 715-634-2161. And this is for the Engage Knitting at the library starting at 10 o'clock Thursday morning. An Elder's Feast is going to be presented by the Lakotere Ojibwe University and the tribal community. This will be at the James Pipe Mustache Auditorium, starting at 10 o'clock and going until 1. Again, an Elder's Feast, that's those who are 55 and older, are welcome to attend this Elder's Feast with the traditional Thanksgiving meal items in the James Pipe Mustache Auditorium at the university. Also, the LCO Food Shelf will be opening today at noon until 3 o'clock. The food shelf is located at Kubi's Coffee Shop and the Credit Union at the intersection of County Road B and K. This food shelf is open to all tribal members, again, today from 12 until 3, and then Friday from 12 until 3 as well, and Friday is the last day that it is open. The movie The Great Gatsby turns 100 years old, and they are having a special showing of the movie at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library at 1 o'clock this afternoon, going until 3:30. For more information, you can call the library at 715-634-2161. Again, this is for the movie showing The Great Gatsby, which is turning 100 years old, at 1 o'clock this afternoon until 3:30 at the Hayward Library. Ruby's Pantry is setting up at 4 o'clock at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. They will be open from 4 until 6, and you can register online at rubyspantry.org. Again, Ruby's Pop-Up Pantry opening up at 4 o'clock until 6 this evening at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, located at 10655 Nyman Avenue here in Hayward. Girls varsity basketball game is happening at 7 o'clock at Spooner High School this evening. 7 o'clock this evening, girls varsity basketball for Spooner School District happening tonight at 7. There's no school for students on Friday the 21st at the Solon Springs School District. Again, no school for Solon Springs schools on Friday. And the reason there's no school is because the marching band students of the Solon Springs School District will be in the City of North Parade happening in Duluth this afternoon on Friday from 3 until 9 p.m. So again, students will be heading up to Duluth to get ready for the City of North Parade in Duluth starting at 3 o'clock, and they should be done by 9. The 4th Annual Hunter's Craft and Bake Sale happening Friday from 8 a.m. until 3. This will be at the Dove Healthcare Business Center at 819 Ash Street in Spooner. All proceeds will benefit the residents of the Dove Healthcare System. And check it out. Again, the 4th Annual Hunter's Craft and Bake Sale happening at the Dove Healthcare Business Center Friday the 21st from 8 until 3. Also on Friday, starting at 9 o'clock, open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources. They are located at 15896 West 3rd Street in Hayward. Come join the fun with your friends or make some new ones while playing with your kids in the children environment. And a snack will be provided. Again, from 9 until 11 on Friday, open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources. Also Friday morning, the last of the rifle sight-in happening at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. They're located at 14261 County Road B here in Hayward. The cost is $8 per gun, and club members will be there to assist you with sighting in your rifle for the deer season. Again, a rifle sight-in at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club from 9 until 4 on Friday. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will also be opening up at 10 a.m. on Friday. This will be at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward, located at 11255 Wisconsin 77, just past the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, produce, and canned good items. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program regardless of their financial situation. Again, 10 until 3 on Friday, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf. Parents and caregivers of children with special needs, there is a special support group available on the third Friday of each month starting at 5 o'clock. This will be happening at the Spooner Memorial Library. Come join us and connect with other parents and caregivers who are going through similar experiences raising a child with special needs. You don't need to go through it alone. A support group can help. Children are welcome to come along, and they'll have an activity for them to do during the group. Again, this is all happening at the Spooner Library, and more information can be found on their website, spoonerlibrary.org/events. Again, a parents and caregivers of children with special needs support group happening at the Spooner Memorial Library on Friday, the 21st, starting at 5 p.m. Also 5 p.m., boys varsity hockey is underway for the Hayward School District. They will be at the Superior Ice Arena. Again, boys varsity hockey for Hayward at 5 o'clock. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the front porch. Joel and Gray, a Thursday morning. We are excited for the weekend. We're not going to talk Packers-Vikings yet today. We want to. We'll hold it for tomorrow.
That's Gray. For tomorrow. That All is right. absolutely for tomorrow.
two days out of the year they play. 9 days out of the year, we have the traditional gun deer hunting season that starts Saturday here in the Northwoods. Folks in the Hayward area, you can tune into the craziest radio show you'll ever hear. It's 2 hours of calls from deer hunting camps, and that will be Saturday night all the way through the following Sunday, with the exception of Thanksgiving Day. Tune into Muskie 101.1 for that show. Today, I want to talk about, I mentioned this to Rachel just a moment ago before we went on the air, and it intrigued her a little bit. There is a new documentary coming out on Friday, and it is called The Age of Disclosure.
The Age of Disclosure.
It's on Amazon Prime, and apparently I've heard two different sources say it has some wide eye-opening information about the existence of UFOs.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah.
So Amazon Prime will debut that on Friday night. I've always had the assumption about aliens, UFOs. I've always had that little bit of, you know, I'm just a little bit leery. But in the back of my mindset is you'd be pretty arrogant to think that we're the only ones in the universe, right?
See, I take it one step further. Unless you've got something that can't have another explanation, I think people are generally pretty ignorant to make most conclusions we make. You know, like, that's one of them. That might be the perfect example. You want to say we know that we're alone? We literally can't know that. It's not possible for us to know until we've, I mean, like, even just, and I know I'm that jerk from high school who should just be in debate class and get it over with, but seriously, if you're going to tell me, you know, we're not alone, I'm done talking to you, because you are not using logic and reasoning, and it just, no. I'm sure you really believe that, and you probably have reasons that you do, but if your conclusion is they don't exist, cool, bye. I'm going to go talk to somebody else, and I don't disagree with you.
But the Bigfoot thing and the alien thing both have similarities, and that any photo of same said is fuzzy.
Yeah.
Well, there's not a picture of that. There's not a tangible there.
There were a lot of things, Joel. I'm not going to say any specifics, but people will guess and they'll probably be right. But there were a lot of things that just suddenly, somehow, kind of all vanished at the same time from the world. And it just so happens that they vanished when the camera was invented. Now, what's the simplest possible answer to how that worked? And I go to Occam's razor, which is that, you do the conclusion drawing. But, like, look, if you've got evidence for something, I'd love to see it. But if you don't and you treat what you have as evidence, then I just feel like I'm watching the History Channel.
Yeah.
Like, that's my favorite part of the History Channel. This could be explained by aliens. Sure, but also gravity and water flowing across rocks over time. Like,
Yeah, and the lights in the sky thing is just, that can just be created, and that doesn't do anything for me.
No.
Well, I'm anxious to watch this on Friday night, because a couple of sources that I consider pretty reputable said that there's high up government officials. There's a Marco Rubio, if you want to consider him a high up government official. But there's people that are on this documentary, apparently, that they say you're going to walk away from it saying, you know what, I'm pretty sure we're not alone.
Well, yeah, I mean, and like I said, I would consider it arrogant to conclude one way or the other, absent a massive body of evidence. But it just, I've seen too many people, like, there was a flat earth experiment recently where a bunch of very prominent flat earth scholars went to Antarctica, and what they were going to observe was the 24-hour sun that happens when the south pole of the world is pointed more towards the sun. The sun doesn't set on Antarctica for a portion of the year, and that basically is only possible if the Earth is round. So a bunch of these people went and they said, hey, if you show me a 24-hour sun, I'll tell you I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think 15 of them went, and 6 or 7 were like, yeah, I can't explain how a flat Earth would experience what we just saw. But the other 8 were like, okay, how did you just hoax us into Antarctica?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, conversation's over now. It's over now. But yeah, I want to know. I want to know. I don't think we know. I think there's absolutely information being kept from us. But that's kind of where I stop, because from there you get the speculation questions like, why is it being kept from us? And I don't know is the only answer. It's the only one.
And I think the human race didn't really care or think about it until we started making movies about it.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Because as soon as you say alien, I think to myself, oh, I hope that ugly thing is friendly.
Yeah.
That's what comes in my mind.
You know, I'm ready to be dragging something through the desert in a parachute. I'm going to turn around, I'm going to kick it, and I'm going to say, I could have been at a barbecue. That's like what shaped Aliens for me. And actually, you know what movie I haven't seen? Alien. I really need I need to check that one out, because I would love it. But no, I'm with it. I'm open to it. And people will tell me I'm not open to it because I require proof. But if that's your stance, then you don't need proof to believe things. And that's just the difference between you and me. That's okay.
The age of disclosure. They should be paying me for this. Amazon Prime. Friday night, if you have that, it will debut and be available in many other places after that. So, yeah,
we'll see one way or the other. And
wouldn't it be great if aliens just took over the planet right during that documentary, just like landed during the documentary and said, "The gig's up, baby."
That I saw. There's a meme that goes around every couple of years ago. It's the aliens arrive on Earth and they say, "We are going to destroy your leaders, all of your infrastructure, and rewrite Earth or rewrite the life on the face of the Earth." And like, there's a fictional human there, really, like, "Yeah, keep talking, let's go. Like, what do you got here? This sounds great. All the leadership you're gonna get. Okay, let's do it.
Let's do all
like
this."
Yeah. At this point, and actually, if you've never seen The Three Body Problem, that's kind of the question that show asks. Have you ever watched it?
No.
That's kind of the scenario. What if aliens were coming And the answer is different groups of people would respond very differently. Some are going to hide. Some are going to plan. Some are going to beg the aliens to come save us from ourselves. And the three-body problem is a fascinating examination of how would humans react if they knew they were coming.
There's an old Twilight Zone episode that talks that addresses aliens actually on Earth. That's very good.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's. I'll just leave it at that. It's probably on YouTube. But it's good.
Soylent Green is people.
I'm talking about the old Rod Serling, the old Twilight Zone ones. We are going to talk a little Thanksgiving table, a little food coming up in our Hayward segment a little bit later on this hour. More with Pat Kreitlow coming up in a moment here from the front porch, WBZH, Buzz of the North. Front porch is where we're hanging out, Joel and Gray. We're not going to get much Thanksgiving cooking done from the front porch, but we're at the point we're early enough now where we can just talk about it. Morning, Gray.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy Thursday to you, everybody. I want to remind you the Deer Hunters Roundup over at Muskie 101 starts Saturday night at 6. It's 2 hours of phone calls from deer camps all around Hayward, Spooner, Park Falls, Ashland, all around northern Wisconsin. Whether you like to hunt or not, believe me, you'll be shaking your head a little bit after you listen to that show for a couple hours.
But laughing too, and you'll be tempted to call in. Like you'll walk in thinking, I'm not going to call these people. But by a half hour, you'll be thinking, man, how many are waiting on the line? Because exactly. It just, you know, something that we didn't mention about it earlier, Joel, that I really wanted to. It's kind of a weird thing to say, but I think people will get it. Nobody's trying very hard. And I don't mean we're not putting effort in.
Really?
We're not like stressed or anxious. Like we don't have to make anything happen with the Deer Hunters Roundup.
We're just living and being us and just putting it on the radio. Basically.
Exactly. Exactly. We basically go on the radio and say, hey, we're here. You can call in and you can be here too or not. And that's fine. And then we get a bunch of calls and just hang out with people on the air with no particular driving point. You know, there is no point except talking to you. And that really does something special for it, I think.
Yep. 6 to 8. We'll start it Saturday night over on Muskie 101. We're talking a lot of Thanksgiving food this week in preparation. We made a couple of people apparently a little bit unhappy about saying no lasagna for Thanksgiving, that we only do turkey and we only do ham. I don't know.
Hey, no lasagna. Who be talking no lasagna? That's a lie. It's a falsehood. It's a made-up statement. It's not going to be the case in my house. I don't know what happened there.
Pretty close to the guy that we talked to. Yes, that was pretty close. But today I want to talk about one of the sides. I want to talk about potato/stuffing, all right? And we may have to have this bleed over into another show. But the potato part of it, oh, there's so many ways you can go. There's the obvious mashed potatoes. And just let me say this, unless you got a really good excuse, they better be real potatoes because they ain't that expensive. It's about the effort
of
potatoes.
It's not, honestly, I've had some really good dried flake potatoes.
You could really
do more than, I'll tell you what, the way I made instant mash led me to believe that instant mash was like instant coffee. Just don't. But then when people showed me how you can use it responsibly, it's like, yeah, actually, you know what? You can, in the right moment. The amount of cream cheese you've got to put into instant mashed potatoes to make them like what I'd like. But I agree. But wait, potatoes and stuffing, those do not occupy the same niche for me.
That's true. I was just fearing we were going to run out of things to say about potatoes, but that's never been a problem on this segment. So what's an acceptable potato for the Thanksgiving table? Or what should I say, I'm going to give you one that's not acceptable, all right? We're not doing French fries for Thanksgiving, all right?
Agreed.
Put the French fries away. We do that 364 other days of the year. Let's leave them off the Thanksgiving menu.
Au gratin. Potatoes au gratin. The cheesy. Au gratin, as people call them. I believe it's actually pronounced au gratin. But I actually just saw a recipe the other day. YouTube has been throwing a lot of cooking videos at me. And it showed me this guy who invented Hasselbeck potatoes au gratin.
Oh, Matt Hasselbeck, good quarterback.
And his brother, who wasn't much better. how do we talk football? It happened. We said we wouldn't.
You said Hasselbeck. Where do you think I'm going to go with that?
Fair enough. But, I mean, two of my favorite potato dishes ever, potatoes au gratin, the cheesy ones, and Hasselbeck potatoes, the kind of sliced up ones that are half cooked on the bottom and super overcooked on the top. Mm-hmm. He said, what if we do them together? And he basically like sliced the potatoes, put the cheese coating on them, and then lined them up in a baking dish in like vertical rows like you would do with those fancy apple slices when they make the flower shape and stuff. Like you do it that way and you end up with a Hasselbeck cooking style on the cheese. I mean, if you need more info, I'm sorry, I can't sell it to you better.
Well, the last two nights my wife had, we had leftovers, but two nights ago we had loaded mashed potatoes basically. Ooh. And they're, you know, a little bit of everything, not a little burger, a little gravy, a little corn, a little cheese, and those are, that's wonderful. For Thanksgiving, me personally, you just, I'm all right with just mashed potatoes and gravy. Put a couple lumps in those potatoes, just yes. A little bit of firmness to the lump I want. But if you want to go au gratin, if you want to cheese it up a little bit with those potatoes, I'm all right with that too. I'm okay.
I'm just thinking about one time when I worked at a restaurant once upon a time and we sold steak out back. You get me? I sold a lot of steak out. You get the idea. Yeah. And the way that we made the potatoes at the time, it might have changed, was you basically take two piles of potatoes, you rice half of them, and then you kind of lump up the other half, and then you combine them so you get the right mixture of smooth, riced creaminess and some lumps mixed in, which is why this one customer got under my skin one time, and he handed his potatoes back to me, and he said, "How do you make your potatoes?" And I said, "Excuse me, they're riced." And he said, "These are riced?" And you can hear the look on his face. And I said, "Yeah, I watched him rice them this morning." And he said, "These are not riced." And I was like, "You're going to tell me the sun didn't rise?" Like, I watched it happen. I said, "Yeah, not every single piece of potato in that is riced because some people like lumps." And he said, "I don't like lumps." And I wanted to say, "I can tell." But that was thankfully where that conversation ended. But yes, they're really riced in those potatoes that they serve out back next to the steak.
So for me personally, no form of French fries. Baked potato.
Steak fry? The wedges?
Maybe because it's a bigger chunk.
That's
so,
like a baked potato French fry, almost.
I'm all right with that.
Okay.
I love baked potatoes, so I'm not going to turn it away. But I kind of want it. I kind of want it mashed. I kind of want it. I kind of want it just sliced up into smaller pieces.
What about fried? Have you ever just done fried potatoes?
Just little pieces, triangular fried potatoes?
We do circle slices. Yeah. We slice them in circle, salt, pepper, bacon grease. Not good for you, very good.
But that leaves a lot of room for butter, garlic, whatever spice you want.
Those are all there too.
Flip it on there.
Every single one
of them. You can flavor that thing up however you want
to. And a lot of one of those things.
One thing we'll agree on, if you're doing a Thanksgiving meal, whether you're doing ham, turkey, lasagna, there better be a potato there, all right? Where's a potato, right?
You need spuds. I don't know anything about Italian. What kind of potatoes? Gnocchi. You need gnocchi. Potato gnocchi. We got it. Ma, I got you. Gnocchi.
More Thanksgiving meal nonsense to come later this week and early next week here in the 7 o'clock hour on our local segment here. Good morning, Hayward, on this Thursday morning. Get ready tomorrow. We're talking Packers. We're talking Vikings. The game is Sunday. It is 7:59 here on the Buzz of the North.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Desiree Conger, and you are a recruiter at the LCO Ojibwe University, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Bonjour, jungre ikwe nin indigena kaz, awasisi nindudem, odawazaga aganing, nindunjaba. My name is Desiree, also known as Braveheart Woman. I'm Bullhead Clan, and LCO is where I'm from. I am the recruiter at the university. I'm a returning recruiter. I've done this in the past, like a few years ago, and it's just a huge passion of mine.
Okay, yeah. So how long have you been at the university now, total?
I have no idea. I probably became really involved for the past 4 years, 2021. Yeah. I came back and I just locked in the place. You know what I'm saying? I was just all about every program and just getting the word out there that we were getting the dorms.
Yes,
you know, we were getting new programs.
I went to the open house of the dorms, and those are very, very nice out there. So let's talk about the spring semester. I know it's hard to think about spring where we're not even into winter yet.
spring semester open October 27th. And I believe it's open till January 5th. Okay. You'll be able to apply online at www.lco.edu.
Okay. So you mentioned that you were a business major, and I'm sure that's part of the major that you'd like to highlight. Tell us a little bit about your business major experience getting to that major, your graduation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh gosh, we could be here forever. Everyone knows that I'm chatty batty, so I'll keep it short and sweet. Yeah, my mom being at the college brought me to the college. I've got a grandpa and great grandpa hanging up in the hallway there, I just knew I wanted to have a diploma from the college for sure, in honor of my mother, because right. She was going to school there in 99 when she passed away, and she wanted to be a Head Start teacher. So she was working at LCL Head Start back then. So that's where I was already coming to the college at age of 6, like at night classes she was taking. So yeah. I kind of got a feel for it then. So I think that's where it became my second home. And I just wanted to be like making a good salary. So I thought accounting was it for me. I studied accounting for a year. After crunching all those numbers, I got so sick of it. So I asked if I could change my major, and they said absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I changed it to Native American Studies. I got into that. And then I moved on to business because I didn't really see myself going too far with Native American Studies. So I knew I still wanted to be on top. So I picked business, and I finished in 2022 with that business degree.
Yay.
I barely made it to my graduation. It was a good graduation. Yeah. I just love it. I'm so honored and proud to say that I did finally graduated from my local university.
So what would you say to a potential student out there who's thinking about, you know, getting into higher education? They don't know if they have the money to do it. They don't know if they can commit to the time. Talk to that young Desiree and tell her what you think about getting that education at the university.
As I tell the young ones still today, because now I know what life is like. It can change, and so much can happen in 1 year. So I always tell a young student like myself, ask the questions that you want to ask. Don't hold anything back. Experience all the experience you can get in. I always say LCOU is a really good starter college to get your feet wet, to get the feel for it. I feel like our prices are acceptable. You know, they're not, you know, insane.
Right. Yep.
We have a lot of scholarships that can help. I can help with those. I know for sure. And yeah. I just am going to tell the younger self, like, it's not easy. You are going to have to work for it, but it really means so much more at the end of the day when you walk home with your diploma and you put it up on your wall and you can finally say all those restless nights of crying and all those deadlines all meant something.
Right. Yeah. So how does someone get a hold of you directly as the recruiter and talk about the potential of signing up and registering for their spring semester?
Well, I'm on site all the time. Otherwise, I do have an extension. Not a lot in my office because I do go out and do career and college fairs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, otherwise I have a number, 715-634-4790, extension 153. And then I also have an email, dconger, so dconger, @lco.edu. And I have my email right on my phone. So if someone says, like, do you must have not got my email? Well, I probably did. it got lost in the shuffle.
I was going to say, there's probably a lot of emails.
Yeah, the emails do pile up. So please, if it's really important, just hit the important notice on it.
Yeah, very cool. So another great thing to talk about for as a recruiter is that there's on-site dormitories now. Talk a little bit about the dorms that just opened up.
Oh, yeah. So we had a nice grand opening, and they're right across from our farm that is really taking off. The dorms have 82 rooms, and they're very spacious. I did get to tour in them. I do take high school tours in them. It looks really great. I've actually never got to experience dorms, so for me to be able to walk through, it's a great feeling to know that our home people or other people that want to come here have somewhere safe and cozy and nice to stay in because they're very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. They're very nice. I was there at the open house as well. And that's just phase one.
Yeah.
There's more phases of additional dorms to go. And then eventually the entire university campus
exactly.
will be there. I love the big picture that was, put out there. So Desiree, thank you for coming in and helping us understand what's happening at the Lacouture Ojibwe University in LCO. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.